Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath. You all look so beautiful and wonderful in your uniforms. Thank you. So I have a children's story for you today. How many of you have stuffed animals? Yeah? Do you like your stuffed animals? They make you feel safe and cozy and warm, right? So I like stuffed animals too. And I collect stuffed animals. So I wanted to show you some of my stuffed animals. Is that okay with you? All right, got some permission. All right, the first one I have is this little one. Super cute, right? So this one was given to me. I just recently moved here to Beaumont about 2 months ago. And so my mom gave this one to me right before I came as like a reminder of my family. So I really like that one. All right, let's see what else I have in here. Ooh, this one. This, I don't even know what kind of animal it is. It's a hedgehog. And so this stuffed animal I got from a supervisor one day. A long time ago, she came into my office and she threw it at me and I caught it. I said, well, it's mine now. And so that's how I kept it. So I never gave it back to her. So it's mine now. This one, ooh, I have a stuffed pillow. And it's pink and it says princess on it. So this one reminds me that I'm a princess. So this is one of my favorite ones. Let's see what else I have. Ooh, this one, I don't remember who gave it to me, but I like it. It's nice and soft. And so I put it on my bookshelf and it reminds me every day of all the friends that I have. So this is another one that I really like. Let's see, what else do I have in here? Ooh, do you guys know what these are? Emojis, yes, I love emojis. So I have pajamas that are emojis, and I have keychains that are emojis. And so a coworker gave this emoji to me because she knows that I love emojis. So just another one, my favorite stuffed animals. Let's see, ooh, this one I got when I was 12 years old. And her name is Princess Cassiopeia. Because I was learning about all the stars at school, and I just liked the name, so I named her Princess Cassiopeia. And I think I have one more in here, let's see. This one is a special little one for me, yeah. So I used to teach seventh grade science and math and different things, and one of my students got this for my birthday a long time ago because she was just very thankful for what I was teaching her and how I was helping her. So this one is also very special to me. So I like stuffed animals, like I said, because they make you feel warm and cozy, but sometimes we have someone even greater than a stuffed animal to help us whenever we're sad and lonely. Who is that? Do you know? Who is it? God, yes, Jesus. And so one of my favorite stories in the Bible is one in Mark 4 where the disciples are with Jesus and they're out on a lake and they're rowing across the lake and it's dark and Jesus is really tired and he's sleeping and all of a sudden the waves come and there's a big storm. Do you guys remember this story? Yeah, there's a big storm coming, and the disciples are scared, and do you think that a stuffed animal would have helped them then? No, their parents couldn't help them, their siblings couldn't help them, only Jesus could help them. And so they went, and they woke him up, and they said, Jesus, we're gonna die, don't you care about us? And he said, why are you scared? I'm here with you always. So Jesus got up, and he calmed the storm, and he said, do you remember what he said? Peace, be still. Yes, very good. And the storm was calm. And so in that moment, they remembered that even though they may not have some other things, they have Jesus with them. So even though we like our stuffed animals and it makes us feel safe and cozy and we have our parents and our siblings and our family, we have to remember that sometimes even if those things don't help, Jesus will always be with us. So he'll be with us when we're happy, when we're excited, when we're sad, and when we're lonely. So he's better than any stuffed animal we could have, okay? Well, thank you for listening. Do I have a volunteer for prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and please bless this day and help us to be good. And please help everyone here to always follow your way. And please help us to have a great Sabbath. And please help everyone that is sick to get good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, boys and girls.